Hello, I'm Ruth Morton, an IT Pro Advisor at Microsoft Canada. Welcome to the IT Manager Podcast, a monthly audio information series designed to provide a fresh perspective on the latest IT trends and insight on how you can leverage technology to further drive business value. I invite you to visit microsoft.ca/IT Podcast for supplementary resources, case studies, and other podcast episodes. Design is becoming increasingly important in today's application development lifecycle. Designers are finding themselves playing a central role in delivering compelling, highly engaging, and usable experiences. The opportunity for developers and software makers alike is to find ways to build a new world of software experiences. Today I am joined by Danny Riddell, president of Metallic Incorporated, a San Francisco-based design firm, and Paul LaBerge, a partner development evangelist with Microsoft Canada. We will discuss the importance of the user experience and what this means for developers and software makers, and why businesses should think about the experience they are giving to their staff and their customers. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Thank you very much.
Paul, perhaps we can start with you. A large part of your role is devoted to user experience. Why is the experience so important to today's software users?
Well, in the past, traditionally, applications were very much involved with the functionality. So the business development of an application was largely driven by the business requirements, and obviously that's still important in this day and age. But what we're seeing now is that although functionality is still very important, we're also seeing that usability is becoming more and more important as a factor within application development. And the reason for that is because you want your users to be happy using those applications. In addition to that, we have things such as software plus services, which is a new paradigm for computing and for building applications where you have online and offline capabilities. So you have a client in the web type of capability, and what you want to do is you want to make sure that the user experience across both those types of media, are both similar and they provide the same level of experience that you would find on either one.
So functionality is critical, but it's not enough anymore.
Absolutely.
So Danny, as the creative lead at Metallic Incorporated, you're on the front lines of building great software. How has this industry changed, and what challenges do you see when it comes to creating rich and dynamic interfaces?
Well, we're definitely finding our clients are wanting a much richer experience, a much more interactive experience. They're not just coming to us for branded experiences anymore, but actually fully functional applications that tie into data that they have coming from all different areas. And they want that to have a high level of interaction and a high level of design. One of the things that we're seeing when it comes to challenges for creating these interfaces is that they also understand how fast the industry is moving, and they need us to move as fast or faster than that industry so that they can stay ahead. So we're finding that platforms like Silverlight are allowing us to, our designers and our developers, to work at one particular time to be able to push the pace at which we can develop these applications even faster.
So you've identified a couple of issues that, you know, we've heard of from partners and customers in the past. So, Paul, as a user experience specialist, what is Microsoft doing to help address these issues?
Well, first and foremost, the software needs to be easy. We're seeing more and more the case that we have rich client applications and rich web applications where it's very easy and very intuitive to use. And that's obviously very important to the way the users are able to make use of those programs and applications. A good example of how we've invested from a Microsoft perspective into the user experience aspects of things is Office 2007 and Vista with the Aero Glass type of format. These are things that are vastly different than what we had in previous versions, and what we're seeing is we're seeing users liking it, and not only liking it, they're being more productive as a result. In order to do that, we need to provide the community that makes design and developers that make the applications themselves with the necessary tools that they need to actually build these rich applications and rich experiences. So to that end, we've actually brought in a bunch of new technologies, one of them being Expression Studio, which is a leading-edge professional graphics development and interactive development tool that hooks in very well with Visual Studio and all the products that we have. In addition to that, we also have Silverlight, which is a new technology that allows you to have a similar rich user experience across multiple browsers and across multiple platforms, including the Macintosh as well as Windows.
Are these issues that businesses actually need to be concerned about? Danny, can you address that?
Definitely. Organizations currently are taking their current services and really trying to create and extend them into an experience, and they're not always sure how to approach that. And I think that they're asking questions like, are the tools that we're providing them, are the web experiences that we're providing them adequate? Are they similar enough to the processes and the other formats that we have out there, similar enough for them to understand what our company is about and where it's headed, enough to extend that brand as well as create a unique experience? I think that these are important questions and important answers that each of these companies are really looking at affecting their bottom line.
Paul, do you agree? You work with the community, so what are you hearing from businesses?
Yeah, I definitely agree. But in addition to that, it's important to provide a seamless experience. So we're seeing a lot of cases where, you know, business is mobile, and you're seeing a lot of different channels being made available to users. So whether you're at home, whether you're at work, or whether you're on the road, you want to have a similar experience across the application.
With the proliferation of mobile devices and MP3 players and other new devices, Danny, do you feel that customers are looking for a cool factor in their applications?
I think it's very important. They've continued to see more and more interactivity, more and more higher level of design through their other properties, and it's become a very much a standard and something that they want to continue both to extend their brand and to have something unique no matter what deployment it is.
Yeah, I would totally agree. Everything these days has a cool factor to it, whether it's actually cool or uncool. The deal is users that find an application or a device cool are more apt to use it more often or more apt to show it off. And it actually acts as a viral marketing sort of tool in of itself. So if you have an application that you're building on the web or on the client side and people think it's cool, word of mouth is a very powerful thing. And I think what you're going to see is you're going to see that sales of your software or at least downloads of your software, whatever it might be, in that respect, it's going to be a lot more than what you would have seen without the word of mouth. So I think the cool factor is obviously very important, but I think really from application software development standpoint, a lot of it has to do with word of mouth and actually making people think that they want that software because they associate cool with it.
Absolutely.
What do you find customers are looking for in terms of their applications or application experience?
We have a philosophy at Metallic, which is that anything that looks better often feels like it functions better, no matter how good the functionality is behind the scenes. So I think as the industry starts to turn towards a higher level of design, there's also the indication that the correct combination of a higher level of design and really solid functionality behind the scenes is going to take applications as a whole to a much higher level.
If you think that in the past developers spent 2% of their energy on design and 98% on functionality, how has the pendulum swung in recent years?
Well, I wouldn't say it's 2% versus 98%. It's probably more like 25-75. User experience has always been important because without some sort of workflow, even if it was a green screen type of terminal, you're going to have a bad user experience and therefore not a very productive workforce. The pendulum, however, I agree, has totally swung. And what we're seeing now is that in addition to being functionally correct, the application, again, talking about cool factor, has to be cool. The users have to be happy with the application because if they're not happy with the application, they'll find reasons not to use it.
We talk a lot about tools, but in terms of platform, why would businesses want to work with Microsoft when it comes to building next generation software?
Well, personally, I think Microsoft has a great story of client and server type tools. We have a platform that I think is very hard to match. I don't think anybody has the capabilities that we have from end to end. And as a result of that, I think we have the ability to provide the rich experiences and provide the capabilities for developers to build these rich experiences across their applications. What you have to be careful of is the fact that if you're building out a new user interface or a new experience, you have to make sure that you're doing the research involved with it too. Because if you have a user experience or a type of interface that is foreign to the user and not usable to the user, they're going to resist it. And as a result of resistance, you may end up with problems in actually having your application adopted.
So what sorts of resources are available to developers and IT managers to help them build better user experiences?
Well, we have conferences such as the Mix conference, which we actually just had at the end of April, early May. And that's a conference that Microsoft puts on for web designers and web developers. Very, very powerful conference. A lot of great information on how to build rich customer experiences and rich user experiences on the web and on the client. So there's that. In addition to that, we have online seminars. We have the MSDN community at msdn.com that actually provides those types of capabilities. And for those of you that haven't yet, I encourage you to investigate Office 2007 and Windows Vista because These are two programs in operating system and Office productivity software that really sort of embodies Microsoft's vision for user experience. We've redesigned these two applications, these two programs, to be very different, but at the same time, make it intuitive for the users to use. But in addition to this, I do want to mention that we do have a blog that I contribute to regularly called the Canucks blog. And that's basically a user experience blog, so Canadian User Experience Canucks. And that can be found at blogs.msdn.com/Canucks, C-A-N-U-X.
Can you just repeat that URL, Paul, for those that didn't have a pen ready?
Yeah, so the blog can be found at blogs.msdn.com/Canucks, and Canucks is spelled C-A-N-U-X.
Great. Last question then, and Danielle, I'll start with you. How will software change in the years ahead, and in what ways will the interface continue to mature and evolve?
Well, I think you'll continue to see multiple mediums blend into one, and there being one deployment for multiple experiences, which we see with Silverlight, which we see with WPF, and kind of the cross-pollination of both of those. I think you'll also continue to see users utilize the overall bandwidth that they have to create a more compelling mixture of both the lean forward and lean back engaging experiences that will have them become more involved with the experience as a whole. As well as I think you'll see design becoming more and more of an important role in applications as we move forward.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. Usability is obviously going to become more and more of a focus. And the tools that we have nowadays allow developers and designers to create these compelling applications and these compelling experiences, regardless of the platform that you're on. And in addition to that, software plus services from a business standpoint or a commerce standpoint is a new way of actually building out your applications. So building them out on the web and actually having a client component as well, which is very similar in a lot of ways to a client server, but in a lot of ways is very different because you're exposing services and you're exposing client-based applications as well. As a result of that, you need to make sure that whether you're on the web or whether you're on a client, you need to make sure that you have a seamless user experience because that familiarity breeds productivity within your users. But in addition to that, I think there's going to be new ways of actually bringing computing to the home. And one of these ways, I think, is a new technology that Microsoft just announced a couple weeks ago called Surface. And this is basically a tabletop that actually acts as an interactive sort of desktop display. So you can actually do a whole bunch of things on the desk itself or on the table itself. So drawing, taking a look at pictures, taking a look at menus, for example, and actually ordering drinks, for example. Starwood Hotels in the States are actually going to be piloting this technology, and they're going to be putting them in their hotel bars and things like that, and allows people to order drinks and order food right from the desk itself or right from the table.
Great example of design and interactivity kind of working together as well.
Yeah.
So thanks so much, Danny and Paul, for taking the time to share your experience and knowledge with us today.
You're welcome. I had a great time.
Hey, no problem.
That concludes this episode of the IT Manager podcast. We hope what you've heard today inspires you to look at the opportunities that designing better user experience can open to your business. Let us know what you've thought of this episode by posting a comment at microsoft.ca/IT podcast, where you'll also find supplementary resources and other podcast episodes. Thanks for listening.